It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
my dog.
Well,
maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Can't you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff on the air.
You know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ready? Ready to talk
I was
some
paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening.
You know, this team's just
boy,
not that
boy.
Good.
No, Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in a meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
7:58 on the ticket. And yes, time for the e-break. We'll give you three candidates, and you can vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Fox 4. This is Lauren Prisville, who does that morning show with Tim Ryan. What was it you were telling me about Tim Ryan, Gordo?
Oh, that he's been a success on the air on Fox 4 for, I think, like 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
As Mike Ducey points out, every time you rip Tim Ryan, he does have the highest morning show ratings in the Metroplex.
Yeah, George.
Who's been ripping
Has
Tim
had
Ryan?
Them for 20 years.
You have?
All right, well, the other day they were doing
he makes you uneasy.
They were doing the story of the Cowboys possibly losing their special teams coach, Rich Bisaccia. Lauren had a different pronunciation.
Cowboys can also lose their special teams coach, Rich Bisaccia. He's actually been with the Cowboys since 2013. He's reportedly in talks.
Rich Bisaccia?
Bisaccia.
Gosh.
Yeah, that is a tough last name, but I hadn't heard it pronounced like that before. One more time all the way through.
Can also lose their special teams coach, Rich Bisaccia. He's actually been with the Cowboys since 2013. He's reportedly in talks.
I guess she adds that last part as if she, that's off the top of her head.
That's bad.
He's been with the Cowboys since 2013.
That's bad, but it wasn't as bad as Clarice pronouncing Tim Lincecum. Do we have that? Remember that? From many, many years ago.
Yeah.
If Jer can find that, that's the funniest.
All right. Look for that, Jer, as we go to candidate number two. That, as a matter of fact, is Jer.
Jer?
Yesterday, yeah.
Our own Jer?
Our own Jer.
Can't be.
He's also running the board, you know, from 10 to noon. And I warned you guys yesterday, with Norm out, there was going to be a lot of goofing off with Mike Saroy and Donovan in here. And here, you'll hear an example of that. Now, Norm not in. Mike and Donovan are trying to do the show for the P1s.
Obviously.
And Jer had his mind in the gutter and just threw the whole show off the rails.
I just told you.
You've seen these.
That I would walk them every day before school.
All right, well, let's, as our own tribute to the Amusers Mall Walk.
You want to go down?
Next week after our show.
I have to figure out what building it is.
What did you say?
Huh?
What did you say to him? You want to do what?
What did you hear?
What did
Jer?
I say?
What? You said you want to go down? There?
Dude.
Grow up.
Where it's mature. It's 2018.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
So are these like are these like secret tunnels?
Boy, no laugh at all. Just
I was very
general layout on you, Jer. And I don't blame him, I gotta say.
Yeah, Jer, you're pretty funny, but that was not your best work.
It was handcrafted and artisanal.
No, it was not artisanal.
Oh.
Not really. But we do make note of that stop down yesterday during 10 to noon. And they had another one when they had Everson Walls on. It's a great interview. It's good to hear from Everson Walls yesterday. But if you noticed, there was one part of the interview that maybe skipped or sounded weird to you on your end of the conversation, listening on your radio or streaming the ticket live. That's because Jer had to drop an S-bomb dropped by Everson Walls.
Hall of Fame thing is the furthest from your mind back then. You're just thinking about going, making it to the NFL out of Grambling. And then you start doing your thing.
I wasn't thinking about making it. I was just trying to graduate. But yeah,
when did you feel, as a player at Grambling, that you had a shot to make it in the NFL?
Well, think about the NFL. Blank. I was just trying to graduate.
Dang, so casual.
Very casual cussing. Much like we had Rick Carlisle a couple of weeks ago when he dropped an S-bomb. All right, one more time for Everson.
Hall of Fame thing is the furthest from your mind back then. You're just thinking about going, making it to the NFL out of Grambling. And then you start doing your thing.
I wasn't thinking about making it. I was just trying to graduate.
When did you feel, as a player at Grambling, that you had a shot to
And Mike
it?
And Donovan didn't rare up. They just laughed along with him.
They did prairie dog, though.
Oh, they did? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, good. All right. So those are your three candidates for the emergency break of the week. Lauren Prisbill.
Jim, like Lakeum.
Like Lakeum.
One more time on Clarice.
Jim, like Lakeum.
Man.
By the way, we didn't talk about this enough. Clarice just had her 40th anniversary at Channel 4.
That's incredible.
Dang. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
She the greatest anchor in the history of the city?
Yeah.
Has to
be. I think so.
Who else would be up there?
Mike Snyder.
Tracy Rowlett comes to mind. No, not Mike Snyder. Although he had a long run.
At NBC for a while?
Yes, Jane was there for a long time.
Chip Moody? The late Chip Moody?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest story you heard about Chip Moody?
I can't air it.
Oh.
Well, may you rest in peace.
That's what I meant to say.
So, your three candidates, yeah. Lauren Prisbill, Jer, Big Strong Jeremy, or Hall of Fame candidate Everson Walls. Pretty wild trio there. 888-787-1310. Hello. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Sports caller? You're on the air. All right, we'll try this one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning. I'd like to vote for the Fox 4 chick, and I am pregnant with Adam Edelman's baby.
Congratulations. <All right. laughs>
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
I forgot Gloria Campos.
What?
Gloria Campos.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
She should be up there.
She had a long run.
Greatest anchor of all time.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
In the end.
888-787-1310. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year. Glad you're back. I turned on the radio when you were gone. I thought you went out of business for some reason.
No.
Hey, I'd like to responsibly vote for Jer Bear.
Aw.
Love you.
Jer Bear.
Jer Bear.
Jer Bear got a vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, Kurt Metz, your hometown gal, Susan Hawk again. Where are we going this weekend?
Okay.
You've made everyone uneasy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 2018. Come on. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Big Strong Jer is way better than his ticket douche, Mike Soroy.
Hey.
Not wrong.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to responsibly vote for the e-break.
Yeah.
Hey, Jer.
Yeah.
Will you go up on me?
All right.
Okay. I'll try to do
that's
that.
That's a Jer vote, though. I'm going to put it down as a Jer vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, it's going to have to be the casual cusser.
Everson Walls? All right, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, George, last night was crazy, wasn't it?
Nope.
Your anus as sore as mine is?
No, sir. Nope. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I am right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
I want to vote for Everson Walls, just so you know. Love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, let's give it to the catch.
That's Everson.
Oh, yeah. Don't bring up the catch. It's too depressing. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
I'm calling for Jer, but I want to know what happened to the bedpost goat.
Noble Willingham.
And his bedpost goat. What was that from?
Somebody
commercial
used to
or?
Fax us all the time, right?
As Noble Willingham's bedpost goat.
Noble
was sorry. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Lauren Prisbill.
Thank you. He was going to say something bad there. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, guys. This is a generic youth minister. How are y'all?
Okay. Hi.
We're having a fellowship tonight. We're having Big Strong Jeremy come do our sound for the concert. Y'all come, okay?
All right.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. First time in a long time, at least, for Big Strong Jer Bear.
I told you.
You've seen these.
That I would walk them every day before school.
All right, well, let's, as a, our own tribute to the Amusers Mall Walk.
You want to go down?
Next week after our show. We'll
I have to figure out what building it is.
What did you say?
Huh?
What did you say to him? You want to do what?
Well, what did you hear there?
What did
there?
I say?
I just said, you want to go down? There?
Dude.
Grow up.
Where it's mature. It's 2018.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
So are these like...
it's mature.
Are these like it's
2018,
tunnels?
Says Mike Saroy. How many wins is that for Jer Bear?
Jer, that's your third win, but you're 90 behind Norman, patient number 10, Hitzkus.
All right, there you go. E-break for another week.